doing right now is something that's never been done within this country, and that is building a national war memorial to a living war, essentially. You know, so we've never done that. You know, no one could have forecasted we'd be in a multi-generational conflict with no real end in sight. So 2 years ago, we submitted a bill to get authorization to do this because there was a law that stated a war had to be over for a period of 10 years in order for a national war memorial to be built in our nation's capital. The law was written in 1986. They couldn't have forecasted where we'd be. So we passed it, in 6 months, unanimous. It's a nonpartisan issue. So it passed in 6 months. President Trump signed it in August of 2017. And that's what, we were officially given the mission, as a nonprofit. So we became congressionally designated nonprofit to do so. So then what brings us to, that was 2 years ago. So then the foundation, we conducted discussion groups across the country asking the people of America, Gold Star family members, Blue Star family members, veterans, faith leaders, and really the greater percentage of our population, those that never wore the uniform, and, where should it go and what should it look like, what should it say? And overwhelmingly, people want it built within the reserve, which is where all the other national war memorials are built.
Oh, okay.
So then that put us on the path we're in right now. We went back to Congress and, on November 12th, the day after Veterans Day, Congressman Crow out of Colorado and Congressman Gallagher out of Wisconsin, both of them GWAT veterans, introduced H.R. 5046, which really is, there's three spots on the mall, the reserve, they're pre-established sites for memorials. And that's where we're at right now is trying to get a footprint. So, not to bore your listeners, but it's a 24-step process to get this done. We're
wow.
in steps 9 through 12, which is site selection, and that's kind of where we're at.
That's very interesting. Now, just for the, with your service in the military, acronyms are a way of life. And the GWAT, for those who are civilians, is the Global War on Terrorism, just so they don't, just in case they're thinking maybe you're talking about a medical condition or something.
No, thank you. Thank you for bringing me back down to everybody else.
That's all right. That's all right. So if people want to help on this, how can they get information about it?
Well, you can go to our website, GWOT memorialfoundation.org, or follow us on our various social media sites, see what we're doing, and get involved. And really right now, given the fact that we just introduced a bill, H.R. 5046, I'll state that again for your listeners, have them contact their local representatives and urge them to support this bill, because we wholeheartedly believe that this memorial, changed the course of not only, our country, but really the world, and this conflict did, so it deserves the same level of respect and honor that all our previous war memorials were. So, have them reach out to local representatives and, help out. As a matter of fact, Congressman Van Orn out of Dallas Ombre, up in that area, he was one of the initial co-sponsors. I went on a run with him a few days ago. Around the proposed sites, several other of the representatives came out to run, and just reach out and tell them, hey, look, this needs to be done. And, if they're in a capacity, we're obviously a charity. This is not federally funded. There's no taxpayer money is going to go into this. We believe the American people will step up forth, and if they're so willing and able, we'd love, any type of donation will help us extremely.
I have to ask, and people may wonder too, since the old, the original law was wait 10 years after the war, why not wait 10 years? Why was the discussion held and the decision made to go ahead and get the revised law in place so it could happen now?
Well, yes, to build the new memorial, of course. That's a valid question, and I get asked that quite frequently, And really, there's a few, I don't want to say counters, but there's a few answers to that. Let's say one is why not?
Yeah.
The global war on terrorism is old enough to vote. We've been doing this for 18 years.
Wow.
Our senior leadership, and those of us that fought the war in the beginning, we're aging out. I'll give you an example. One of our advisory board members, a gentleman by the name of General Peter Pace, he's 16th Chairman, Joint Chief of Staff. He was, a commander during this, and he's
right.
in his 70s. If we don't do this now, when are we going to do it? And we want to avoid what happened to the greatest generation. Like both of my grandfathers served in World War II. They never saw their memorial.
Mm-hmm.
They never had that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to provide this, you know, this space for not only those that serve, but everyone that the war touched, you know, as well as a country to come back together. You have to remind people repeatedly, this is not a 9/11 memorial. There are over 70 that exist in the continental United States. If everybody remembers that day, this is a memorial to that response. So I want everyone to remember what they felt like on 9/12. And that's what this is going to capture. It is our nation's response to what happens. You know, what do we do as a nation when we are attacked? You know, the very first battlefield, is my opinion, in this war was here in the United States.
And we have, what, about 3 million that have been deployed and about 8,500 who have died and about 50,000 who were wounded in action since the global war on terrorism began. Now, the site selection is a process, but the design also, is there work underway on what it would look like?
Right. No, of course. And that's the number two question everybody asks me. What's it going to look like, Rod? And I'm like, well, we're not there yet, you know, because we don't have a footprint yet.
Okay.
You know, it would be, you know, we would be a poor steward of funds if we designed a memorial and all of a sudden it doesn't fit where it's going to go. Then we'd have to spend additional donor funds to redesign it. And we're not going to do that. And I refuse to allow the foundation to do that. We just don't want to do it. Besides, there's a process, that 24-step process I mentioned, you know, that will come, you know, and based off of what footprint we get within the National Mall and the reserve, you know, then, of course, where it is going to affect what it's looked like. Because basically, it's going to be a piece of art. It's going to be a piece of functional art, because really art is the only way we can grasp and express and show, you know, really what service in this war is. And it's a memorial to future service. That's another thing. This is a memorial to the future. It's real. It's relevant. It's right now. So that's why I started. We're doing something that's never been done before.
All right, to help everybody remember, what is the name of the website, the name of the organization, and how can they get more information, and how can they help?
Yes, sir. So go to GWOTMemorialFoundation.org. You can go on various social media websites, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and find us as well. Go in, check us out, see what we're up to, sign up for our updates. We send out periodic updates to let everyone know what's going on. And, you know, we would love to have your input. And, you know, if you're so inclined, we'd love for any donations.
And for anybody in Texas, it's worth noting that the honorary chair is former President Bush 43.
That is correct. Yes, President Bush is, you know, we're honored to have him as our honorary chairman.